Over the coming months, Ring Zero, a technology-related collective of people and projects, is running a software cafe in Uptown St. John to help people find technology alternatives outside the mainstream. The first event took place on Tuesday, February 10th, introducing participants to and helping them install the Linux operating system. Future events involve alternative music streaming and an introduction to the Fediverse, which is a collection of independent social networking services. Local 107.3 FM spoke with facilitators of the event, Nom and Hayden White, about the advantages of alternative software and how best to approach a potentially intimidating subject by taking small steps towards other ways of interacting with technology. First, Hayden White introduced the topic that was to be covered at Tuesday's event.
Yeah, so the main objective of today is to just kind of break down Linux for people who may not be aware of it or who are interested in it. People can bring in their laptops. We have flash drives here with Linux on it, so people can test it out. And best case scenario, you know, someone installs it and leaves with it on their laptop.
So we've been doing this since last fall. We had three workshops last fall, and that was more general security culture, threat modeling, use of free software. So in the winter, we figured we should do something more specific. So yeah, we wanted to start off with Linux, and we kind of had a discussion of what might be services or software that people use most commonly, and Windows came up. Everybody uses Windows, so Linux is a good alternative. The other thing everybody uses is music streaming, so Spotify and YouTube Music, and we wanted to provide an alternative for those things. And then the final thing, we wanted to also introduce the idea of the Fediverse, which is a whole alternate way of doing social media and peer-to-peer sharing of information, following pages, sharing your personal life, all those kinds of things.
What issues are there with more commonly used software? Why begin to sort of like look at alternatives?
There's a whole multitude of reasons. It's important to use software that respects the user, or that the developer or the quote-unquote owner of the software can't take advantage of their power. A lot of the common services that people use are proprietary, basically just meaning they're black boxes. They could be doing anything from, you know, spying on you, selling your data. A lot of the algorithmic stuff like is very troubling with how no one really understands how it works. So a lot of the alternatives to the mainstream stuff kind of alleviates those. A lot of it is completely open, so anyone can go in and audit it. It's not owned by any one company or entity. Mastodon, for example, or like the Fediverse, there is no algorithm per se. It's all chronological. It's all just based on who you follow, what they share, and it goes from there.
One of the problems with proprietary software, we know these are massive Silicon Valley companies, and the kind of stuff they're involved with, which I don't just mean like in terms of their monopolies. They are big monopolies, and they have become monopolies by using intellectual property, copyrights, things like that. Also, these companies are invested in fossil fuels, and the most recent thing they've been pushing is data centers. And we're getting one here in Lorneville, and those kinds of involvements in all kinds of destruction, I think we should stand up against and we should get out of. And instead of falling into it more and more the way we have done. So I think this is a good way to learn about how we can do that.
What would you say to people who are maybe a little bit more apprehensive, feel a little less kind of like capable with technology? I mean, where to begin and how to begin?
Yeah, because it can seem very overwhelming, but I always just say, just take it one step at a time, you know, one little thing at a time. Even something as simple as switching your browser or your search engine to something that's not actively contributing to these issues, you know, and that's a quick thing that you can do that just takes a few seconds. You know, just kind of chipping away at it one tiny little thing at a time, because it is a process and it takes time.
I think the common myth here is that there is a dichotomy that you're either using all these proprietary bad services or you're like a ninja that's invisible on the internet. And that's not a dichotomy. You can, like Hayden said, you can be anywhere on that spectrum. It is a big spectrum. And a lot of these monopolies rely on the inertia that people have. And there's a lot of small steps you can take. And it's also not true. For example, if you have been using Facebook Messenger, and you wanted to use a more privacy respecting messenger, you don't today have to get rid of Facebook Messenger. You can start using the new one, play around with it, invite people to come on it. You can keep using Facebook Messenger until you reach a point. And this is how we all do it. We all start playing around with new services, put your foot in, go in a little more till you feel comfortable. And then it's a long process, and it's a fun process because there's a lot of cool things to explore, and inertia is the enemy of that process.
I kind of wonder how this kind of connects with other sort of maybe less capitalist approaches or non-capitalist approaches to the world we find ourselves in at the moment.
So all these things we're talking about, whether that's Linux, whether that's, you know, alternative music services or any of these other open source software, they are in the tradition of going away from capitalist accumulation, going away from large monopolies. I would go as far as to even say that capitalist software is a myth, because a lot of things were built by independent developers or smaller companies and then bought out by these big companies because they just wanted to monetize it. So a lot of software, including the internet itself, things like the internet, things like encryption, a lot of the ways the internet works, a lot of the ways these software works, they were built by not these big companies.
The next thing I kind of wanted to ask is a little bit about where people can find out more about other resources.
We do have a website, kind of just like a simple one page full of resources for people. I believe the domain is goose.house/ringzero. So that's GOOSE.HAUS/RING0.
We do these kinds of events. So we are open to doing events, or Skillshare sessions like these. If people want to invite us to do it for their workplace or neighborhood or whatever, we are happy to do that. And there's ways to contact us on that webpage. So if you are somewhere else, either we can share those resources and you can do it in your own community, or if we are able to, we can come down and do it.
The next event will take place on Tuesday, March the 6th at Haven Music Hall. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is IonaCo for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.